other man, Eli Warren, had surgery yesterday and it went well, and his wife asked for specific prayers for healing for his badly damaged fingers, for healing for the muscles in his left leg that was severely burned, yes. and that the skin grafts to his back and the fronts of his legs take. Yes. And then Neva asked us to pray for the Sanderford family as they go to court today on what they hope is the last time in their custody suit for Waylon.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you for Wes Foster. Lord, this man that's been injured in this fire there in Wynnewood, Lord, was facing surgeries, but as a result of complications, has not been able to do that. Lord, we pray, God, that that his body would begin to heal, that his kidneys and lungs would begin to work properly, Lord, so that they would be able to completely go in there and do the surgeries that are necessary, Lord, and God, as you would see fit, just to make him whole and entire, make him a testimony of your healing power, Lord, and let it be for your glory, Lord, that he be made whole and entire. Also, for Eli Warren, we thank you that the surgery went well yesterday, Lord, but now as he's going through the healing process, we pray, God, for speedy recovery. We pray, God, that they heal and heal quickly and properly without any infections or any complications in the healing. We pray for his fingers, Lord, that you would just heal those completely. Let him have no loss of nerve sensitivity or anything in his no loss of feeling in his hands. Also for the healing of for the muscles in his left leg that were so severely burned. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just make that entirely whole and healing, Lord. And we also pray for the skin grafts on his back and the front of his legs to take and to take well without any complications, Lord, and that they would just come together well. Lord, we know you're faithful to do that. We know you're able and willing to do that. We know you're a God who is our healer, Lord, and we trust you to do that, Lord, here today. We also pray for the Sanderford family as they go into the court today, and hopefully this will be the last time in this custody battle, Lord, and we pray, God, that your will would be accomplished, that your name would be glorified. Lord, we pray for Waylon. I know that this is probably very can be very trying on an individual and on both sides of the family. We just pray for your will to be accomplished, Lord, for you to just use it for your glory and your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I have one more prayer, one more praise report, y'all. So my cousin's wife. Okay, my first cousin's son's wife. Okay, her mother, Ashley Harris's mother, which is my little second cousin's wife, it's his mother-in-law, she had some medical issues, which was neuro, mm-hmm. and they ended up having to put a shunt in mm-hmm. her head. She could not walk, talk, eat, nothing. Mm. It was bad. Mm. It was bad. They did the shunt. Mm. She's now walking, talking, and praise eating.
God. Praise God. That's wonderful. Praise God.
That's our God.
Yes. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is
Prophetic Voice healer. Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Heart to Heart Pregnancy Center is doing a baby bottle boomerang challenge. If you would like to be part, it's for this month. They toss you a baby bottle. You set it up in your church, in your home, at your job, wherever. and you fill it with change, dollars, checks, whatever, and then you toss it back at them. Okay. Your change can help change lives, y'all. If you would like to be part of this challenge, you can contact Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic at 580-243-2229, or you can go by at 500 South Lusk here in Elk City. And if you would just like to donate to the cause, then you can send a check to P.O. Box 2122, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And let's not forget our dear friends here, mm-hmm. Joshua's Crossing Ministries. Yes. We appreciate this war room.
Yes, yes.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy. And you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Pastor Tim Patterson. His title for this morning is From Pleading to Praise. Yes. Now, before we get started back to mm-hmm. your message, would you be so kind and share with our listeners mm-hmm. your church, location, yes. times of services, yes. and anything else that you'd like yes. to share?
We are Cheyenne Pentecostal Holiness Church in Cheyenne, Oklahoma at 111 South 2nd Street. Which is on the corner of 2nd and Clay. If you know where Martin's Trading Post is, because it seems that most people do, we're a block south, the white church on the corner. You'll see our sign there. We have Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10, Sunday service at 11, and we have Wednesday night Bible study prayer meeting at 6 on Wednesday nights, and on the second Sunday, generally the second Sunday of every month, we have a youth service. Of course, we've had to move that around, but we do that at 6 p.m. one Sunday a month right now, looking forward to getting to do more of that in the future. But that's kind of where we are right now in our ministerially on that side.
Amen.
All right, so we went through the first 6 verses of Psalms 3. And let me say also thank y'all for allowing me to do this. I do love doing this. Appreciate Miss Neva and her invitation to do so. and the blessing that she is to this community and the surrounding communities, and Monica and Tina for all that they do. I appreciate their ministry. And but we talked about the pleading that took place in kind of verses 1 and 2 there of David just talking about what was going on in his life, and how he felt overwhelmed and that everything seemed like it was against him. But then he expressed also a confidence in the Lord in that moment and said, you're my shield. You're the glory and lifter of my head. He said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. And I was able to lie down and sleep, and awake because he sustained me. And some, here he was pleading in verses 1 and 2, but it seemed after, there in verse 3, as he was going to God in his pleading, calling on the Lord, his perspective began to get changed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need God to adjust our perspective. My wife said, thank God for our dear friend Carolyn Adams, who is her best friend and really spiritual mother to her, who when my wife is a young Christian in the faith as far as in her current walk, and she was just offended over something. Something was going on. And thank God for Carolyn Adams, who said, Natalie, you're not seeing it right. You're just not seeing it right. And she was adamant, you are not seeing this right. And sometimes we just need God just to say, hey, you're not seeing this right. Yeah, you see the multitude. But man, remember that prophet that they came out and the army had come and kind of was surrounding them, and his assistant, if you will, was said, what are we going to do, Elijah? I mean, like, I think it was Elijah, Elisha. I always get the two confused. Y'all forgive me. But what are we going to do? And I love what the prophet said, Lord, will you open his eyes? And he looked, and then all around them was a heavenly host of angels surrounding them. Sometimes we just got to get God's perspective. And what's God's perspective? Well, God's perspective is this. All things work together for the glory of those who love me and are called according to my purposes. What's God's perspective? God's perspective is, I am faithful, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of your world. When we look at David, here he is feeling that overwhelming, and he's pleading with God, but then he begins to get God's perspective that prayer still works. God still answers prayer. God is still on his throne. Remember, he heard me out of his holy hill. David's been dethroned, but God has not. Whether our life feels like it's been ripped out from underneath us, and the kingdom we seem to have built has been totally destroyed in our life, sometimes that can be the best thing that happens to us, because it's in those moments that we lean heavily on the Lord, and our relationship with him grows so much deeper, and we begin to get his perspective once again. And here's David getting God's perspective. He's pled with the Lord, and because he's been pleading with the Lord, not only has his perspective changed in the moment, but he's got peace in the middle of it all. Notice he said, I laid me down and slept. You can't sleep unless you're at peace. Because they probably didn't have some knockout drugs back then, or in my case, Benadryl, that works every time. But it takes peace to be able to sleep, and not just sleep, but to really rest. And he said, I awoke and I was sustained. He sustained me. Not only is he the one who gives us peace, but he protects. And so we see this perspective beginning to change. And in verse 6, he said, I would not be afraid of 10,000s of people. Remember, in the first one, he's saying, I am overwhelmed. I got so much going on. But in verse 6, he says, man, I don't have to be afraid. Because not only is he my protector, he's a God of war. He's going to fight for me. And I don't have to be afraid, because if God be for me, who can be against me? John Knox, I believe it was, said, one man with God is a majority. If it's just you and God, that's enough. That old song says, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Don't misunderstand that. That doesn't mean you're an island to yourself. Yeah. Don't go and lock yourself in a room and say, it's just me and Jesus. No, you still need to go to church and different things. What it's saying there is when nobody else knows what I'm going through and when there is nobody else I can lean on at that point and I'm all by myself, as long as I've got him, I'm going to be okay. But you still need your church family. You need people pulling for you. So don't take that as Pastor Tim said, I don't need to go to church and I don't need to go. No, that's not what I said. You're not an island to yourself. We need one another. My wife's favorite sermon, you need me and I need you. And it's so true. And so here David is finding his perspectives changing. He's at peace. God's working. And he's seeing God's power at work. And so not only is he at peace and his perspective's changed and understanding that God's protecting him, but he also is seeing that God, once again, he's reminded of God's power when he says, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Now, my children know that if they really want to just get me upset real quick, slap me in the face. Now, if it's an accident when we're playing or something, I'll just back up a little bit. But if they walked up and intentionally slapped me in the face, I'm going to go to another room because I don't want to hurt them at that point. Because, I mean, we all have certain things that just will make us mad quickly, right? My wife, don't you dare. Her kids accidentally pull her hair. Oh, man, it's a bad deal. She gets upset. And I would, too, if I had hair to pull. But now I can relate. My daughter grabs my beard, and it does hurt. But here, it's David said, you smite my enemy upon the cheekbone. And I don't know, when I read that, I'm not thinking punch. I'd rather somebody punch me in the face than slap me in the face. And that's why it makes me so mad to be slapped in the face, because I feel that it's so disrespectful and it's humiliating. But here's what God is, David's saying, you humiliate my enemy. You bring them into a place of almost humiliation where they're at, they you're showing your power to them and letting them know you're nothing. You're messing with somebody who has me on their side. What do you think you're doing? Who in their right mind messes with my king, with the man that I've appointed as king? Who in their right mind messes with the guy who is known as a man after God's own heart? What are you doing? And God's showing his power on David's behalf, and we see that in David's life. And he says, you've broken the teeth of the ungodly. To think that God is a breaker, God is powerful here. And so we see God's power. And then in verse 8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. Remember, David started in pleading, but now he's ending in praise. And I love what Warren Wiersbe said. He said, you may have days where you start your day with pleading, but if you'll trust God in your pleading, you'll end your day with praise. Man, what a thought. And so it should be. When we arise in the morning, let our heart song be, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Man, what a thought that if we would just trust in him, if we would just learn to lean on the Lord a little more heavily, and if we would learn that we can call on the Lord at any time, and we would learn that, you know, sometimes anybody ever try to deal with stuff on your own? I got this. I can handle it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you go about 5 minutes in and you think, I've made a terrible mistake. That's me trying to fix a car, all right? You know, I can change my oil, change a tire, but don't ask me to do a whole lot of other things. I can, you know, put the fluids in and stuff like that. But if that thing starts having engine trouble, when I'm done with it, it's going to have more than engine trouble. It's going to be engine dead. Because I'm not a mechanic. Give me wood to work with any day, okay? I can understand wood. But when we start trying to do things on our own, and if David had tried to deal with Absalom in his own way, I mean, David was king. He still had an army. Now, granted, he had a lot that were against him, but he was still king. And David still had a lot of power at before he ended up leaving the kingdom. But if we could just understand that when we go to the Lord, going to God and calling on Him for help is not a sign of weakness. If anything, we really don't understand it sometimes. I don't think when Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." I'm not bigger than Jesus, and I ain't about to argue with him. If he said I can't do anything without him, he's probably right. Mm-hmm. There is 100,000% chance he is right, because he's God and he doesn't tell a lie, and he's always right. He cannot fail. And if he says without him we can do nothing, we can take that to the bank. And because without him we can do nothing, then it's only right for me to call on him in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's only right for me to cry to the Lord with my voice. And when I do that, I can with confidence say, he heard me out of his holy hill. And when the day is said and done, I with David can say, salvation belongeth to the Lord. Man, who but God? We talked about it a while ago. Who but God can do such things as these? Who can take a life so broken and put it back together again? I can't take a life that's broken, make it over again, but I know a man who can. I can't take a soul that's sin sick. I can't do anything with it. But he can. I know a man who can. I like that old song that says, "Who can cause an addict or a drunkard to stop drinking? Set an addict free from dope? Who but God can do such thing as these?" God is faithful and God is good. If there's trouble in your home, call on the Lord. There was trouble in David's home and God still worked on David's behalf. Bring your children before the Lord. If there's trouble on the job, whatever it is you're facing, find that God will give you peace for your situation. God will give you perspective for your situation. He'll give you the right perspective to where you can see that all things are for his glory and that God is still in control, and you can see God's power at work, and you will find when it's said and done that you can with confidence go through life giving God praise in the end every day.
Amen. Amen. I've been reading the Passions Translation.
Yeah.
I'm on my second time now. Mm-hmm. And I just really like that translation.
Mm-hmm.
I can really grab it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was one that didn't really comprehend the King James.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I got the NIV. My son and his wife got me the NIV.
Mm-hmm.
And then a real dear friend of mine got me the Passions Translation, so I've been reading it, and it just, I really like it. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind,
no, go ahead.
I would really like to read this in the Passions Translation because it's just so good. Psalms 3 in the Passions Translation. Lord, I have so many enemies, so many who are against me. Listen to how they whisper their slander against me, saying, "Look, he's hopeless. Even God can't save him from this."
Mm-hmm.
But in the depths of my heart, I truly know that you, Yahweh, have become my shield. Mm-hmm. You take me and surround me with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your glory covers me continually. Mm-hmm. You lift high my head.
Yes.
I have cried out to you, Yahweh, from your holy presence.
Yes.
You send me a father's help.
Yes.
So now I'll lie down and sleep
like
a baby.
Mm-hmm.
then I'll awake in safety, for you surround me with your glory. Even though 10,000 dark powers prowl around me, I won't be afraid. Rise up and help me, Yahweh. Come and save me, God, for you will slap them in the face, breaking the power of their words to harm me. For the Lord alone is my Savior.
Yes.
What a feast of favor and bliss he gives his people.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm a sissy for the Lord, y'all. You know, only God can take someone who used to love to fight. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a professional wrestler. I was that one. I was that one.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasize that one. Yes, sir. I was that one.
Yeah.
I'd just soon throat punch you, then look at you and speak to you. But God.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But God.
But God. Yep.
And I'll say it again. All he wants is our whole heart.
Yep.
Don't pick and choose what pieces to
that's
give him.
Yes.
Because when you pick and choose what pieces of your heart you're going to give him, that... That kind of, it doesn't kind of, it okay, it binds or limits, it limits, it limits what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You limit what God can do for you
by
picking and choosing what parts of your heart you give him.
Yes.
I can tell you it wasn't easy for me because I have done so much. I have done so many things that go against the very character of my God, of my daddy in heaven. But he still loved me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
And whenever I finally sat down and said, okay, here's the hate.
Yep.
Here's the hate that I have. Here's the hurt that I have. I can't do nothing with it. But your word says. Your word says. That you love me. And you want a relationship with me. Well, here's all my heart, Lord. Let your will be done in my heart.
So true.
Change my heart, Lord. Because I don't like to hurt.
Right.
And I'm really tired of the hate.
Yeah. Yep.
So I became very bitter.
Yeah.
My bonus daughters can attest for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that can witness to that.
Yeah.
But God.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's the bitterness. He says, oh, now that I have that, I can make it better.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
If you're still in a spin cycle, give God your whole heart.
Yes. Amen.
Push stop on the spin cycle.
Yes.
The sin cycle.
Yeah.
And give your heart to God.
Yes. Yes. And let me add just real quick. Don't try to get your ducks in a row before you come to God. You won't. You can't get good to get God. You got to get God to get good.
Amen.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, the author said, Christ, or Jesus, who by himself purged our sins. He doesn't need your help to save you.
Nope.
He doesn't need your help dealing with your sin. He's already dealt with it. You need to accept what he has done at Calvary, that he's paid the price, and let him be As C.S. Lewis said, he's either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. If he doesn't have all of you, then he doesn't want, he can't have any of you. That's how it is with God. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't say it any nicer than that. If God were to say, I don't want your leftovers. I want all of you. We can't give God just the liver and the beef tongue. He wants the whole cow, okay, if I could say it like that, as much as I love liver and beef tongue, all right? But God wants all of you. But don't try to get your ducks in a row. Stop that. It won't happen. It's more like trying to herd cats when you're trying to do it like that. Just let God have it. He can handle it. He can handle you. Amen.
Amen. Would you like to pray to send us out?
Yes, yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that for the assurance that we can call on you, that we can trust you, that whatever's going on in our life, whatever the circumstances are, that you do hear us when we call and that you do meet those needs and that you will provide, you'll protect, you'll be there, and that we can come through that praising you in the end. We pray, God, if there be somebody who's listening in, who maybe is dealing with the bitterness, maybe they're dealing with things in their own life, they don't know you, maybe they've drifted from you, I don't know, maybe there's some sins there, or different things that are going on in their lives. I pray, God, that they would come to know today, Lord, that you have already dealt with their sin. They need to receive and accept the work of Christ at Calvary. That you are our salvation, Lord, and that if we'll put our trust in you, we'll never be ashamed. That's what your word, that there would be no shame to those that trust in you. We pray, God, that you would go with each one today, Lord, and be with each one, and let them just be going through life praising you each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from our beautiful sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Tim Patterson. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.